I'm happy just to contribute. It's annoying that such a return hasn't gone in line with the amount of points we've got. But hopefully I can continue to do that, and it can actually contribute towards some more points for the team.
What's the target though for you to try and beat last season's tally?
Yeah, I suppose it was at the beginning. It's always nice as a striker to get to double figures, and then to surpass last season was going to be nice, and just to get to that as early as possible and see how far I can go past that.
Are you feeling confident though at the moment in terms of your levels? Where are they?
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah, I've been back since Christmas and played a lot of games. So personally, I feel fit and also sharp, and hopefully that's shown on the pitch. And we've been on a decent enough run, but it's turned into it doesn't appear so decent just because of the Wednesday game and the game on Saturday. But in this calendar year, we shouldn't have lost any games so far. But we've only lost one, and we need to build on that really, because we've been a lot more solid, harder to beat, scoring goals, and we just need to turn that into kind of closing games out and getting some wins.
You're popular here, of course. You're popular wherever you seem to go. I was at the Hillsborough game, and the ovation you got there was something special, wasn't it?
Yeah. I try and be popular, I suppose. I just try and give everything and do what the fans would be kind of proud of and would want you to do. And it's, I kind of use that philosophy wherever I go, and it seems to work. And it was a bit of a strange few minutes when I had to be taken off because obviously sending off, but it was nice to get the appreciation from the fans.
Do you feel you're getting better all the time?
Yeah, just playing in this league. I've only been back in this league since the beginning of last season, and it's just the longer you kind of in it, you get used to the levels and you kind of raise your levels. And And I suppose that showed really, because I've scored quite a few goals since I've at the start of last season, and I'll be looking to kind of do that. And because I suppose I'm wanted to get to the Premier League, I suppose, so I've got to prove it at this level. I've done it at the lower levels. I want to show what I can do at this level, and then hopefully try and build on that and keep improving.
Is that realistic, do you think, Premier League?
Probably not with the way things are these days, but no, that's a dream really. I just want to show that I'm on a par with the strikers in this league, and then when a Premier League does feel like they need a player of my type and they feel like I'm good enough, then one day maybe that might happen. But the priority for me at the moment is to keep enjoying what I'm doing here, keep doing my best, and then keep balancing in this league.
But you obviously believe that you can play at a higher level, yeah?
Yeah, well, I was raised at Leicester when they were in the Premier League. So I got my education from a Premier League team, and I feel more comfortable the higher I've gone up. League Two was quite tough, I found, when I was younger, and the higher I kind of go, I feel more comfortable. I feel comfortable in this league, and there's no reason why I wouldn't be comfortable in the league above.
But without being unfair to Barnsley, in order to do it, you're going to have to leave here, aren't you?
Well, if it's onto the Premier League, then I suppose that would be testament to myself and also the club, that that they've got a player that deserves to play in that league. But but no, as I say, it's a dream. We're not talking about that. We're talking about just aspirations and ambitions. But yeah, definitely the priority at the moment is to keep doing the business here.
How have you had to adapt your game then, as you've come up through the divisions? How different is your game now to what it was at Rochdale, for example?
I suppose it's experience, being experienced and using, being clever and knowing what to do and what not to do, and just molding yourself to be a pain for oppositions and believing yourself. And you start to believe in yourself by kind of what you've done previously. So a few years ago I was not so confident in myself because I hadn't actually achieved much in the game, but nowadays I can back myself because of what I've done.
Physically, do you think you've grown as a player over the last few seasons?
Yeah, not too much. I've just tried to grow as much as I feel like I need to. You get some players that just that feel like they are just the physical in their type, and they just kind of just keep building on that. But I've it's important for me to be physical as well as be able to get around the pitch and just be everywhere. And also, as a striker, you need to work on the actual goal scoring, and I've definitely done that. So,
you are, though, the main source of goals, and when you are carrying the hopes of a lot of supporters like that, do you feel any kind of pressure that comes with that?
Not really, no. I suppose I would have been brought here not particularly to score all the goals. You know, as a target man, the kind of idea is to link up and set others up. But it's not quite worked out like that, which is not a bad thing personally. But yeah, I'm not too fussed. It would be nice to link and to set up set goals up for others, but. Yeah, we'll just keep doing what we've been doing, I suppose. But it's nice to get to a sort of level of 10 goals and double figures, because you feel like the pressure is almost off, because you know the club are happy with your kind of goal return, and so anything else is a bonus. But I would like to kind of get involved in setting up, I think.
You've been playing alongside Nick Proshvitz. It's early still, that partnership, but how do you feel about it in the games that you've had together?
It's been quite dangerous. It's there's two games where we've scored two goals, and kind of both been on the score sheet. So I suppose that speaks for itself. It's something to build on, and it's something we're going to have to build on, in order to stay in this league. But so far so good.
What's his English like? Is it all right?
It's fine. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's good then.
Yeah. So it does help. But yeah, he's been in the country a couple of years, and he's come from Germany and they're into hard work and he's an unselfish striker like myself, and we're happy to kind of bounce off each other.
As a team, though, you've got to learn to see games out, haven't you? I mean, the Hillsborough game, you came mightily close. You were in front against Blackburn for a time, and obviously last week, 2-0 up inside the last 10 minutes. If you are determined to survive this season, I guess that's something you've got to get right now.
It definitely is, yeah. If it continues as it is and we kind of keep doing all right or keep doing well and getting leads and then throw them away, then there's only one way it's going to end up. We need to turn that round. You know, if there's a game where we're possibly losing, we need to start coming back and drawing games. And if there's a game we're drawing, we need to be the team that's going to get winners. We just need to turn everything on its head, really, and with a different mentality of not worrying about them last 20 minutes. We need to go into it in the last 20 minutes just looking to get a goal rather than just keep a lead.
Does it affect you mentally when you do get so close and then you get the sucker punch like that?
I suppose it does in effect. It just shows, really. We can see one goal and then mentally, whether we kind of know it or not, that just happens. We concede the other goal, like with the Charlton game in the season, which was a similar sort of game where we're comfortable for 70 minutes but then we can't close it out, and I suppose it is a mindset. It's probably an unconscious one, but it needs to be addressed and it needs to be changed.
Doncaster, it's a derby game. They're a team that you can actually pull further into trouble. They've threatened to break away over the last few weeks, haven't they? Is this the right kind of game, though, maybe to come along where there's perhaps more riding on it than there would normally be?
Yeah, I think any game, we'll take any game at the moment where we just an opportunity to get some points. These are the important sorts of games where you can't allow the other team to pull away. We've had a few early in the season where we could possibly have clawed some points back, like with the Doncaster here game. Mm-hmm. But that's what we were looking to do. It's vitally important that we don't allow them to pull away from us. If we do get the win, it makes things very interesting.
Are you expecting to get a few bumps and bruises this weekend? I mean, they're strengthened at the back in recent weeks, Tamás and Big Mate up there. Do you kind of relish the challenge against big, powerful centre-backs like that?
I definitely do, yeah. They should be expecting to get that themselves. that's my game, really. Yeah. I know that I'll go into a game where they'll be expecting to put a few on the strikers, but yeah, my motivation is to be doing the same to them.
And there is no Billy Sharp for them. Not a one-man team by any stretch, but you've got to look at it and say that's a bonus for you.
Yeah, I suppose regardless of whoever they're playing, as long as we perform, it doesn't matter who they've got playing, really. We played against Jordan Rose the other week, and we dealt with him. But it's about us, really. It's not really about any individual or who any other team have got. It's we play as we can play, and for 90 minutes, then we'll be fine.
What about Danny? Is he a calming influence in that dressing room?
Yeah, he is, yeah. He's being as positive as he can be. It must be frustrating to set things up and to be so solid for a period of time and then for it to kind of unravel towards the end. But yeah, that's why he's such a good manager, that we've just turned things around in terms of our performances, and not allowed ourselves to kind of get further down in the doldrums when things have kind of gone against us, and they'll be looking to address the kind of issues that have been occurring in closing games out, and hopefully between now and the end of the season we won't be talking about anything like that.
Finally from me, obviously great achievement last season to take it down to the wire as you did and do it on the final day. To do that again, to keep this club in the Championship again, when many are saying this is the season where Barnsley's luck finally runs out, they can't keep on doing it, what kind of achievement would that be from your point of view?
I suppose it'd be a similar sort of thing where, people don't expect it. Same sort of thing as when I came in this time last season. Mm-hmm. And I suppose you just want to prove people wrong or just go against what people expect to happen. I suppose Barnsley just do it the awkward way, and I'm happy to kind of do that.